kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
What drives me doing art now is all honesty. So I'm no longer creating like my art just to impress someone or for you to mm-hmm. buy my art. This is mm-hmm. for myself. Because this is what I'm, ito yung gusto kong patunayan sa batang Gail na who dreamt before na parang nangarap siya na, oh, gusto kong mag-exhibit pero hindi nagawa noon. Gusto kong kumanta mm-hmm. sa entablado pero hindi ko nagawa noon. So I would dedicate all of the hard work in my art dun sa batang Gail na yun. Gusto ko lang patunayan dun sa batang Gail na yun na kaya mo pala.
Ito ang pinaghuhugutan ng inspirasyon ng 42 years old na pediatric nurse at multidisciplinary artist na si Gail Hermano D. na mula sa Cebu at ngayon ay maglilimang taon na sa Adelaide, South Australia. Kwento nito, bata pa lang silang magkakapatid, namulat sila sa sining dahil sa kanilang mga magulang.
I'm a creative artist and I grew up in a household full of artistic people, mostly musicians, singers, and visual artists yung mga pamilya ko po. I started mm-hmm. singing around 4 years old and started writing my own original songs around high school. Yung late dad ko, singer din po siya. My mom also plays the piano, the organ. Disc jack yung papa ko. Tapos he sings as well. He was a radio operator during his time. So maganda talaga yung boses, plays the guitar, lahat. Tapos eventually, kaming magkakapatid, ako po yung bunso, may dalawang older brother po ako. Yung musicality ni papa, the way he mm-hmm. singing, he introduced us to the Beatles, Bee Gees, Carpenters, yung mga old good band talaga. Always karaoke ever since. So talagang ipupush ka ng parents ko na parang, sige, kumanta ka. Tapos yun, parang ever since we were trained to really sing on the stage and perform.
Ang multidisciplinary artist ay isang taong lumilikha ng sining gamit ang iba't ibang paraan at anyo ng pagpapahayag. Maaaring pagsamahin niya ang pagpipinta, photography, video o film, music o digital art upang maipakita ang kanyang mga ideya at kwento. Sa pagbabaliktanaw nga ni Gail, dahil magastos ang formal lesson para matutong tumugtog ng musical instruments. Sabi niya, madiskarte ang kanyang mga magulang.
Wala namang time at saka walang pera ipag-aral kami for piano or other stuff. Mm-hmm. So by ear, we just watch lots of music videos and yung song hits, mga tab, guitar tab. So that's when we learned playing the guitar. And of course, our dad was our first teacher. We worked our way up and just learned the instruments by ourselves.
Uh-oh.
Sobrang saya. Parang banda, parang bumuo ng banda yung dad ko. So si papa yung parang nagigitara, tapos yung isa kong kuya nagigitara, yung isa kong kuya nagdrums, ako kumakanta, mama ko nag-organ. So parang nagja-jamming kami every Sunday.
Habang lumalaki si Gail, patuloy siyang nangarap at dahil sa inspirasyon ng mga magulang at kaanak, naging nurse ito sa Pilipinas. Pero ipinagpatuloy pa din niya ang passion bilang artist. Nagka-interest ito sa makeup artistry, kaya kumuha siya ng diploma courses in hair and makeup at special effects makeup. Nag-invest siya ng todo at nag-aral mula sa Pilipinas, Singapore, pati dito sa Australia.
And then I started looking for a good makeup school. Parang gusto kong mag-side business. Tapos naisipan ko yung makeup talaga kasi mahilig na ako mag-makeup sa sarili ko. So, and then I found a good school in Manila. I took several courses there for hair and makeup. I went to Singapore, learned special effects makeup and fashion makeup there. And then yung last na kinuha ko is yung Australian diploma na for hair and makeup. And then I did lots of shoots in the Philippines. Nag-editorial, runway, film, I did that. So like I said, around that time, it was really busy period of my life, na to the point na I had to stop nursing. Hindi ko na kaya. And aside from that, I'm making lots of money doing makeup.
Naalala pa ni Gail na ayusan niya ang ilan sa mga sikat na artist at modelo sa Pilipinas, pati na ang kilalang beauty queens.
You're being chosen as a MAC makeup artist. You get to work with lots of fashion runways, celebrities, TV shows. Namakeupan ko yung si sila Kylie, mga beauty queen, si Yula Valdez, theater actors, sobrang dami. Ah, si Miss Universe, Margie Moran. Very nice, very strict ang mukha. She will give you a straight face. Pero nung sobrang nanginig talaga ako nung nag-makeup ako sa kanya. Because I was thinking, oh my gosh, maybe hindi niya nagustuhan yung makeup ko. Pero at the end of my makeup, she was really impressed. Kasi sabi niya, I don't need a Botox anymore. Sabi niya, yun yung biggest break I can say. Kasi parang nakikita mo lang sila sa TV, pero nahawakan mo na yung mukha nila.
Napadpad sa Australia ang pamilya ni Gail taong 2019 matapos mag-aral ng master's degree ang kanyang asawa. Pero umuwi sila bago magpandemya at 2022 nakabalik ito hanggang nakuha niya ang lisensya bilang AU registered nurse. Ngayon, napagsasabay niya ang gigs at events sa kanyang trabaho bilang nurse.
Yung founder si Michelle, Usap Collective. It's a composed of Filipino-Australian group of artists. She found me. Kasi parang nag-connect kami. Nagsistock na pala siya kasi I always post my paintings, my makeup works, everything on social media. Tapos one day, sinabi na lang niya, I'm inviting you to form a collective. So yun na yun. Parang, oh my gosh, this is it. This is what I was waiting for. So, and then I began exhibiting with this group of Australian Filipino creatives. And then, yun, nag-click kami. I was really happy. And then, eventually, I found my bandmates through Usap Collective. Kasi may mga musicians din dun eh. So, nag-form kami ng band.
Malaki din ang ambag ng kanyang pagiging artist sa kanyang buhay. Lalo na ngayong may iniinda siyang sakit.
Well, I can say all of these experiences and all of these, you know, journey really shaped me into someone who is both resilient and who's looking for, you know, deeply self-aware na this is my passion. So being as a nurse and as an artist, a mother, and going through migration, I was recently diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, hyperthyroidism, last year. So I've been juggling all of those things, and given with the situation, I have to balance, you know, a real understanding of how to balance and to find my identity and purpose. Parang gusto kong patunayan sa sarili ko, especially to my younger self, na kaya ko pala.
Aminado si Gail, hindi madali ang makita araw-araw ang mga pasyente, lalo na ang mga batang may sakit. Kaya laking tulong ang kanyang pagiging artist dahil ito na ang paraan niya para sa self-care.
Doon ako humuhugot sa pagiging nurse ko kasi nakikita ko yung reality of life. So say for example, because I'm looking after sick kids in the hospital. And every time na na-encounter ko yung very sick kid with very depressed mom, nafe-feel ko yung sadness. And then when I get home, I can relate to my own kids and just write it down. All my, you know, form of expression ko din kasi to write poems and, you know, just write it down, everything there. Which I turned into songs as well, because I'm also a songwriter. I can use it as an art. So I paint flowers. So pagiging nurse ko, parang I'm really into details as well. Keen in all details. So parang it feeds my passion of art, yung pagiging nurse ko.
Dagdag pa ng pediatric nurse. Dahil artist siya, mas naging passionate siya sa kanyang mga batang pasyente dahil ramdam din niya ang kanilang pinagdadaanan.
I sing in front of them because mostly I look after neurodivergent kids with diagnosis of sickness. So very challenging, say for example, even giving them a Panadol, paracetamol.
Oo.
Sobrang mahirap silang painumin yun noon. So,
mm-mm,
how will you give it to that child if you're the nurse? So, lahat na lang, tatahan mo, magsi-storytelling kayo, para lang uminom ng gamot. And at the same time, you have to convince the parent as well. Kasi it's not just working with the child, eh. It's also working with the parent.
Ipinagpapasalamat ni Gail dahil hindi lang pamilya niya ang supportive sa kanyang passion at journey, pati ang kanyang mga boss sa ospital na pinagtatrabahuhan. Kaya ramdam niya na ang pagiging artist ay therapy niya.
Doing art is not an outlet anymore, but it's also part of how I take care of myself. So it's also self-love when you do art.
Kasi yun yung passion mo.
That's self-therapy, kumbaga.
Kaya patuloy niyang panalangin marami pang break at opportunities niya bilang artist. Sa ngayon, nakapag-release na ito ng sariling kanta at album. Meron din siyang gig sa kasal at festivals, pati sa kanyang exhibit sa painting at photography.
I wanted to pursue or continue develop my creativity, my art. I also wanted to keep collaborating and performing and growing as an artist, which is to create honesty and meaningful work.
May payo din ang multidisciplinary artist na si Gail sa tulad niyang ipinagpatuloy ang passion sa buhay para ipakita sa sarili na makakaya niyang abutin ang kanyang pangarap kahit dumaan sa maraming hamon sa buhay para makapagbigay inspirasyon sa iba.
Do not abandon your creative side just because your life becomes busy. Especially when you're migrating here, lahat talagang tatrabahuin mo. It might look different or it might take time, but it's still worth pursuing. Also, find your community, find your friends, find people who can support you. Because being surrounded by people who understand your passion, your journey makes it all difference. So most importantly, be patient with yourself. Adjusting to a new country like this is already a big leap of faith.
Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.